The U.S. unemployment rate held steady in March at 5.8%, but there were significant job losses. The report reveals an economy that is growing slowly, if at all. Diane Swonk, chief economist at Bank One in Chicago, says the employment report is short on clarity. It shows a loss of 29,000 jobs, far less than the 350,000 job loss reported in February. And, says Ms. Swonk, there are other positive elements in the report.
Only the continued call up of reservists complicated the data. We don't know how much to further suppress the payroll data, yet the hours worked was up, wages were in pretty good shape, and the unemployment rate was unchanged.
Analysts say that far more important in determining the economy's health is the outcome of the war in Iraq. If the war is short and oil prices come down, then that could give a boost to business and consumer confidence and lead to a sharp upturn in economic growth. Ms. Swonk says that while the economy is hardly growing at all now, growth is likely to rebound to a 3.5% annual rate in the second half of the year.
You know, it's nothing to get overly excited about, but it certainly is a lot better than we've had, and it's much better than emerging from the Gulf War back in the early 1990s. And I think, you know, that's where people are sort of looking for black and white, boom or bust, and it's neither.
Next week, the International Monetary Fund will issue its revised forecast for the U.S. and world economy. Also, next Friday, the finance ministers and central bank chiefs from the major economic powers will meet in Washington to discuss global economic concerns. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.